Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
The 10 o'clock hour, open home hour. Anything you want to talk about your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Couple follow-ups. We had a call last week, may have been 2 weeks ago, from a gentleman who had a water softener in his garage. And when he jumped in his shower, if the water softener was activated, he got hot water for a long time. If he bypassed the water softener, he only had hot water for a very short time. In the garage, the resin tank, I believe, was a little undersized. I went to the house to look at it. And you took a thermal image. He took a thermal imaging gun and shot the outside of the resin tank, which was black. It was 118 degrees, the tank where the water's sitting. So that, I said, look, I don't know what to tell you other than get a mini split and air condition this garage, or maybe get a little bit bigger unit, you know, that would maybe not concentrate the heat into such a small little area. So I have Andy Pettijohn to thank for water treatment technologies and helping me diagnose what the issue was there. But I do have a rosy stumped question that I'd like to reach out to all of our listeners. Like last hour, we had a listener educate us and remind us, okay, yeah, lights outside are a great idea, but when you do the Edison strings, make sure you abide by code of keeping it away from water's edge. And as Alan said, make sure your homeowner association doesn't get bit sideways or your neighbors. So now I have another question that I want to reach out to our listeners and help me get an answer to it. Got an email this week from a woman who says she called in last week but couldn't get in. She has a toilet, Romy, that's double flushing.
Okay. Not a double flush toilet where you've got, you know, like two different settings, a low water use and a high water use, but you flush it and then it flushes again.
She's tried to fix it herself and wants to save the money of calling a plumber. Every time she flushes the toilet, it fills and flushes a second time. She replaced all the parts in the tank and said it worked fine for about a day and a half before it started double flushing again. So her question is, what could be doing this, and can she fix it on her own? I'm stumped. Any of you plumbers out there that might have an answer to her question, give us a ring, and let's get her the answer she's looking for. See if we can't help her out. The Rosie Stumpable Question of the Week.
I'm going to say it has something to do with water pressure. What's the water pressure in her house?
Okay. All right. I just don't know why it's filled all the way up and then reflushes. Somehow that little flapper must be re-engaging or floating up or burping or something. I don't know.
Yeah, for the rubber flap to come all the way up.
Yeah, and it may be, you know, one of the sliding mechanisms. I don't know. I'm stumped. So let's see if we can get some help from some of our Monday morning quarterbacks that are out there all listening all Saturday morning. Hey, congratulations to Old Castle Bellegarde Pavers, who have opened up a brand new, what they call, Solution Center showroom. Now, as long as we've known Bellegarde, we've known Mr. Nathan Angel. And this showroom has been a gleam in Nathan's eye for as long as I've known him.
They've got a lot of product displays at Marvell.
Yes, they do.
And great showrooms around the state that way. But this is now their own retail. No, I wouldn't even say a retail location.
It's a solution center. If you want to see all the products Bellegarde has available, with product experts on site, training rooms for installed demos, if you're crazy enough to try and do this yourself, they'll help you out. Two conference rooms with wireless data connections, comprehensive masonry display, finishes and colors and samples. It's now open by Monday by appointment, Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday, 8 to 2. 1919 West Fairmont Drive, Suite 5, Tempe, Arizona. So congratulations, Mr. Nathan Angel, for finally giving birth to the Solution Centers I know you've been dreaming about for a long time.
It's right on the freeway.
Yes, it is.
So you've got to kind of get off and then come back around, and you're driving through an industrial park. And when you pull in, it doesn't look like some place you would go to see a solution center for an outdoor living, because it's all inside.
That's
but,
right.
But they've got, I'm looking forward to go back and see the, you know, the finish on that. We were there and they were just kind of in the layouts where the, you know, the floor markings on what was going where and how it was all going to look. So I look forward to getting down there and checking it out.
We knew it was coming and it came. It's here.
Most viewed article this week at rosieonthehouse.com. What was the best type of wood to use in your fireplace and why? I wonder if that was a follow-up from our guest last week, Arizona Chimney Sweep.
That's right.
And talking about duct cleaning. That just happened to be one that jumped up there. Now, if you can find it, and I really enjoy the smell of mesquite, and I don't know if that's just because growing up, that's what we did with all the mesquite trees we trimmed at our yard. Also, if you happen to live near a pecan orchard when they clear out,
there you go.
That's a lot of.
You basically want, the harder the wood, the better you're going to be happy burning it as a heat producing fireplace.
Less smoke.
Yes, absolutely.
Better.
So, the mesquite.
Better heat.
And we used to trick y'all with the mesquite. We would throw oak in there to burn because it was more affordable to buy by the cord. But then I would take some mesquite chips and just scatter them in there. You throw another handful in every once in a while. But you better like the smell of smoking mesquite because it literally infiltrates your entire house for all winter long.
My favorite wood to smell when you're in Sedona during the holidays, I believe that's juniper, but there's a certain aroma around Sedona when they're burning that wood during the winter.
Absolutely.
Oh, man, it feels like the holidays.
All right. You want to take Eric?
We'll get to Eric. We have one opening in the network. We've got a gentleman in Maricopa who needed a plumber, and we couldn't get any of our Phoenix, Tempe area guys to go down to Maricopa. We couldn't get any of our Casa Grande guys to come up. So we've kind of got, you know, and it's funny because you could be in Tempe and get to Anthem.
I know.
You know, it takes longer to get to Anthem than it does Maricopa, but they'll go to Anthem. And I don't know if that's because of the void of population in between. And they think, well, I've got a chance of getting another call or two on the way because I'm driving through town all the time or what. But a plumber in Maricopa is an opening we're looking for. You can apply at rosieonthehouse.com. And our top-selling item this week in the e-store was the Thorn Armor Gloves. We sold a ton of them. The farthest ship, Heber City. You know where that is?
Uh-uh.
I didn't either. It's in Utah, southeast of Salt Lake. And then our featured product this month are the Shields products, which are, there's two of them. There's a magnet strip, and you can put it in your workshop and place all your tools on the wall. You can use it in the kitchen, put all your knives on it.
Oh, yeah.
But my favorite Shields magnetic product is the magnet sweep. It's a rectangle, and you just sweep it, and it picks up anything magnetic on the ground. And, you know, I hate going out in the desert and seeing where somebody has left a big pile, especially like ammunition. It's a great, if you like going and shooting in the desert, it's a great way to pick up after yourself
without
having to pick up the hot shells casings.
All right.
So that's at the e-store at rosieonthehouse.com.
We've got Eric. I'm going to let you talk to him while I take notes.
Okay. Oh, he's got an ID on the toilet. Elkin, work. Eric, welcome.
Hi there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm a licensed contractor here in Phoenix, and I do a lot of real estate transactions where we fix multiple things for Binzer agreements, and I come across this problem quite often, actually. It's a very simple solution, and you were partly right with the water pressure idea, but it has to do with the level of water in this storage tank. The water level, if you lower it down about 2 to 3 inches, that doesn't make the toilet double flush.
So she could just bend the arm of the float valve to keep the water lower?
Or if it's one of those other toilet flushings when you twist the little black knob and it lowers the float, or push the whole mechanism downward if it's, you know, the Santa flush ones. And then you just have too much water in there. And the momentum of the water going down once the flapper closes, that momentum agitates the flapper to elevate again. And so it's just too much water in the storage tank.
I knew we had a genius out there listening. I knew I couldn't qualify to be the genius. Eric is our genius of the day.